This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
The New South Wales Parliament is set to vote on a bill decriminalising abortion today after an impassioned debate from both sides. The New South Wales Labor MP, Penny Sharp, spoke to The Informer about this issue.
The bill is going through the New South Wales Parliament. It's currently in the lower house. There's going to be a long night of debates, and we think that the first vote on the bill will happen. There'll then be a series of amendments that will go through, but we're hoping to see it pass the lower house by the end of this week. But then we'll go to the upper house on the week starting the 20th of August, where we hope that we'll get it done. I'm always really cautious, but I do think we've got a very good chance of getting this through. Members of the Parliament, there's 15 members of Parliament from the Animal Justice Party through to the National Party who are backing this bill. There's been a lot of discussion over time, and I just think that, the community has led the Parliament and the community want to see this done. They don't think women are criminals when they... Women, and non-binary people and others, seek terminations. They really think it's time. So I'm very optimistic, but I'm not calling it yet because I'm always nervous.
MP Sharp was part of the working group that drafted this bill and has done a lot of work for the LGBTQI+ law reform. This is what she had to say about the bill's impact on the LGBTQI+ community.
Look, I think it means just that the understanding of bodily autonomy and the right for us to make choices about our own lives that others may not agree with but are fundamental to our own well-being. So whether it's, forced gender reassignment on intersex kids, whether it's the people in the trans community, whether it's our non-binary friends within within our rainbow, all of us actually fundamentally have a view and understand the importance of bodily autonomy and making choices that are best for us, for our mental health and for our general well-being. I think there's a big intersection there. More broadly, I think, actually, between sort of lesbians and gay men. I know, when I stood out the front this morning and there were, 400 people out the front, it was just so great to see so many of my gay male friends just coming to stand in solidarity with something that they know that the women in their lives care about and is so important to them. I think there's a lot of intersection just in being good allies and understanding that each of our fights are all of our fights. But I think fundamentally in this debate, the basic understanding around the right to make decisions about your own body is something that people within the LGBTI community really understand.
Mm. And obviously with that understanding and as you said, the importance of allyship, what would you like to see the LGBTI community doing in this space?
Well, I think it's really just standing with the people who are working to get this through. I just, turning up to the rallies, contacting your MPs, our fights are collective fights and, saying to those members of Parliament, this is important to me and it's important to the women and to the trans and to the non-binary people in my life and I want to see this change and people shouldn't be treated as criminals. So, I think the best thing you can do is really just back in the campaigns, there's plenty of stuff online, Fair Agenda, Pro-Choice New South Wales. You Google it, you'll find the campaigns pretty quickly. But really, if you're in New South Wales, ring up your MP and tell them that you want to see this change because it's beyond time.
What is the message for anyone out there who is hesitant to support decriminalisation of abortion?
Look, for me, this is very straightforward. People get very tied up in the details of these things. It's very, very straightforward. Currently, in New South Wales, it's lawful to have terminations. It's just that they operate in a grey area of the law and it's within the framework where it's seen through the Crimes Act, where women and their doctors could be seen as... could be charged and sent to jail, theoretically, for 10 years. Is that the best way to be dealing with what is an essential medical service? No, it's not. It should be in the Healthcare Act. What our bill seeks to do is to reflect that, reflect current practice, and give women and trans and binary, non-binary people the ability to make choices about their lives without the threat of criminal prosecution. It's really as simple as that. Even if this bill wasn't passed tomorrow, abortions would still be happening every day in New South Wales. The only difference is that we still operate in this legal grey area, and that's no place we should be in 2019. But we have got a long couple of nights and a couple of weeks to go, but I'm really very hopeful that we can make the change. The final thing I'd say is that, you know, a lot of attention gets put on the politicians when this is happening. This is the culmination of decades of work of particularly feminist activists who have, you know, worked so hard for so long.
That was New South Wales Labor MP Penny Sharp talking to Nicholas Hines.
Marshall Lynch is a committee member with The Shed, a support group for trans, masculine, non-binary and agender people. As a non-binary person who can become pregnant, Marshall shares their personal opinions about the importance of safe and legal access to abortions for all members of our community.
I feel really strongly that it's an important women's rights issue, and, you know, a lot of effort and time and elite services being paid to, you know, making it a women's issue, and that's great. But yeah, there are portions of the community like myself, you know, I was assigned female at birth. I can become pregnant. And the thought of that is horrifying to me, whether it became by accident or whether it was through assault or something like that. Unfortunately, a large proportion of my community have either been directly affected or, you know, somehow affected by sexual assault or abuse, just as part of our identities and as part of the wider community being, you know, a little bit more sort of aggressive towards gender non-conforming people. So it's a real threat that a lot of people do face, and not having access to safe and legal means of termination if you do happen to be in that situation would be absolutely horrible, on top of the fact of what you are physically going through and emotionally and mentally. It's a really hard thing to describe to somebody who's never felt dysphoria, but for somebody who identifies as non-binary or who identifies as a man to find out that they're pregnant is something that, it's not something that everyone can understand, but it is a very, it can be a very harrowing experience. So I do think that it's extremely important that not only women have access to safe and legal options, but also, you know, trans communities, and also to have some advocacy through the process as well. I don't have a lot of support that know my history. If I were to need one of these services, I wouldn't know who to turn to. I wouldn't know who would support me. I wouldn't know who I could trust.
That was Marshall Lynch. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.